Episode 8, please, on Arguing Fast Podcast. It's your host, Chadwick Do-Right. Got the other host in here, Corey Moore.
Yes, sir.
We finally got a female guest in here.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
My favorite fitness couple. Man, I got to tell you, they work hard. They work together in the gym. You can see them in the gym. They do boot camps. They do personal training. We got Crystal Harris. We got Arthur Harris in here. How y'all doing?
We're good.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
We like to have you guys in here to talk about a few different things.
First of all, I'm intimidated by both of them.
Why?
Because, like, I be watching them, you know, just the, I'm like, dang, I want to do that.
You can do it.
No, I can't. Yes, I'm just going to let you know that ain't going to
happen. It's a few things we want to discuss. One of the things I wanted to talk about, Crystal kind of brought to my attention. What do you guys think is worse between physical versus emotional cheating? Which one do you think is worse?
We just jump right into it, everybody.
Yeah, we're finna go and get into it.
I say emotional cheating. What you think, bro?
Definitely emotional.
Yeah, cause see, I say emotional because by the time of, and I feel like, let me say this too. I think men are physical cheaters. I think women are emotional cheaters because a man can see something that look good and just wanna, hey, what's your number, let's meet up, and that can possibly be the end of it. But usually when a woman cheats, it's because she's lacking something. So it may start with a conversation, then, you know, you get that connection. So by the time she actually have that physical interaction with the man, the emotional has already been established. And I think that's hard to separate. It's easier to separate a physical connection than it is once an emotional has been established.
True that.
Well, I guess it depends on the gender too, because women, I don't think it really matters physical or emotional. You know what I'm saying? You all pretty much gonna handle it the same way. It's harder emotionally, but you can get over both of them with a lot of work. Men, we can't handle it. We can dish it, but we can't handle it.
Well,
so I don't care if it was just physical. The physical may play on our mental a lot more than the emotional.
And see, that's a good point we ought to bring up, though, because men, women are equipped better to handle emotions. Men, we're not equipped for the emotional part of it. So what we see as physical, we associate emotional with it. So what I mean by that is that, oh, she was physically with him. That means emotionally she's in love with him. Mm. Or her emotions are tied to him now. So that's the part that we can't handle. And the physical is just a byproduct of that. And I'm telling you, like, for me as a man, it's one thing, like, if you say, oh, I just got a friend and something happened, you know, we talked, he was emotionally there for me. But if it's physical, it's over with. Like, we done.
Like, I said this once before on like, our first podcast. I heard Chris Rock say this. That's like my favorite philosopher comedian. Like, he said this. He said, the reason why women are not really attracted on the physical level is because ever since they was old enough to have titties and some type of that, a man has been trying to get at them. That's why it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like always a man, like I bet you can tell, like when you were 16, you probably had grown men coming at you in certain ways. You know what I'm saying? So a man doesn't go through those, like he doesn't have those type of issues. You know what I'm saying? But a woman has options. She has options to do and whoever texts with who she please. You know what I'm saying? Basically, any man she come in contact with, she probably can in some way do something with it. So he has to reach her on another level for her to be able to be attracted to him. That's why when the emotions come in, he got to tap into her psyche. That's why a man is a physical. You know, he's by what he see, he's attracted to. A woman is about what she hear and what he does to her psyche. That's what makes her, you know, say confined. Because like, you might be married to a man, she might want to be married to like, man, 10, 15 years, then like, they have kids and all this stuff start happening where they don't spend the time, they don't do the talks no more, they don't do all this stuff, but another man that she might work with might come along and give her that time, give her that, you know what I'm saying, those words, you know what I'm saying, and then that taps into that emotion of the psyche of her, you know what I'm saying, it gets in her head. So, you know, that's why I say a man is more, because he's not used to being chased, most men.
Yeah.
Like some men just got it. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure Arthur here, he doesn't have a problem with them. You know, he hit the beach, it might be a problem. You know what I'm saying? I know standing next to me, it would not be a question. But you know what I'm saying? But like, it's certain men like would have an issue because they're not going to be chased. They have to be the ones that pursue. And women are the ones that are pursued. That's why I think it's best that we Like, when it comes to girls, little girls, like young girls, like 13, 14, now you got to watch them because it's some predators out here. That, you know what I'm saying? That's what it, and that's all it entails to. Like, that's all come back to one.
Right.
You know? And that's how I always seen it. You just always, you never had an issue. A woman has never really had an issue having a physical relationship with a person.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's that emotional part.
Now, Crystal and Arthur, how long have you guys been married?
I'm going to let Arthur answer that.
Uh-oh.
Since 2014.
Yeah, this will be 5 years.
5 years.
2 months, yeah.
So, how do y'all keep, because I don't have any relationship experience, how do y'all keep passionate in y'all relationship? Because y'all, when I say y'all are one of my favorite couples, I really mean that. Because when I see you guys on Facebook, it seems like you guys really are genuinely happy together. Even 5 years later, it still feels like it's new to me. Like every time I see y'all, it feels like it's a new relationship. So how do y'all keep that passion alive even 5 years later for people out there that may need some kind of relationship counseling?
It's definitely a lot of communication and being honest. One thing about me, I'm extremely blunt. And so...
No.
I'm extremely blunt, and sometimes I know there have been times I have hurt his feelings with the things that I've said, but it wasn't intentionally. And so that's how I am. Like if I feel like it's something he needs to hear and it's honest,
right,
I'm not going to keep it to myself just to spare his feelings, if that makes sense. So, and I think that's important in relationships because, you know, you kind of question what you're going to share with your spouse or what's bothering you because you don't want to hurt their feelings. But if you don't and then it continues on, then that's when the marriage or the relationship starts getting like this because you're worried about sparing their feelings and you dying inside, you know, because you ain't really happy with what's going on here and how this is going. So just extremely honest on my end, and I deal with him. I'm getting defensive and shut down for a little bit, then coming back, okay, baby, you were right, blah, blah. But definitely communication and being completely honest with the communication, with feelings, express how you feel and what's going on.
Well, I think for the most part, we both went into it knowing that we were meant for each other. Like, the situations and how we got came together, cross paths, we knew from the jump, like, we were meant to be together. And I think because we know that, like, when situations occur, we're more willing to fight forward or fight through it than we are to kind of try to find a way to walk away or get away from it. And by us knowing that we were meant for each other, we allow each other to kind of dig deep into those flaws that we have, and we've grown from it. So she's helped me grow a whole lot where, you know, I really realized that I was immature relationship-wise. I was very mature, but relationship-wise, because I hadn't been in many, I was very immature. And I've helped her with her having more tact. You don't have to bark and bite at every situation that comes about. And I think by us doing that together and just keeping our business, a lot of people do see it, like you see it, Chad. And it's that those tussles and those fights stay in home, you know, and we take it all out. Hey, put a smile on your face. I don't want to know you're going through it.
And we spoke about this before on a previous podcast, but like I said, I see you guys on Facebook. You have images together and things where you're doing fun things together, but I never see you guys like air out any of your dirty laundry, really. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have personal problems, which I'm sure all relationships, all marriages do at some point, I never see you guys really go to public, you know, social media and handle it publicly that way. Right. So I think that's a big thing in relationships. And I think a lot of relationships fail now because everybody just, they get mad and then they go to Facebook to be like judge and jury, and then they want to air it all out instead of going to your spouse. And then, you know, I think they break down, the communication happens that way.
Yeah. Right. I've always told him from the beginning, no one should be able to come hold a conversation with you. Like, no one should be able to go to him and hold a conversation with him about me. Mm. And no one should be able to come to me and hold a conversation about him, even if I don't agree with it, I would never check him in public or right. in front of people. Like, I'm going to defend him. If we sit right here and he was to do something, even if I didn't agree with it, I'm going to defend him. But then when we get in that car,
you're going to let it be known.
I did it this time, but you really, you know. So I think that's important, too. You got to let people know that you got your mate's back, point blank, period. Like, this is who I'm with, and... You know, like, I'll check them at home, but I'm not going to check them in front of you because it's not your business.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's why I respect people. Like, cause in any relationship I've ever been in, I've never went public with it.
Right.
Like, it never was something like, I'm talking about. Even with that fact that, like, it never, ain't no Facebook pictures of me and them on there, nothing. Like, it's nothing. Like, I don't need no outside entities coming into what I'm trying to grow with. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already know you trying to find out who this person is and get an understanding of them and try to, you know what I'm saying, figure them out. But when you add other entities coming into your situation and then trying to build, like, it, that just creates a whole, it's like
too much dead from the jump. Oh, that is so true, because when we first met, we actually had been dating and going out, talking on the phone for like 6-7 months before we ever bought the Facebook. So, of course, then people was like, you know she got 2 kids. Oh, yeah, I've hid my kids from them.
You was like, Drake.
I
don't
have the kids from them, girl. But, I mean, it was funny to us because it was like things we had already shared. And people just knew, like, oh, I'm going to be able to tell him this. I'm going to be able to tell her that. We're like... Yeah, okay.
And that's and that also could be a good and a bad thing because you also can hide it from the public, and that other person, or one of the other person, can be doing something that they might not, you know, saying to be disloyal to you, and don't nobody else know that that's you, you know, right. You know, like, right. So they ain't nobody like your partner gonna come tell you, hey, bro, I seen her, at, or I seen him doing this. You talk to that dude, like, it ain't gonna be none of that. So, but I'd rather get to know a person and find out for myself. And find out this person really ain't shit. I'm glad the world don't know that. Right. You know what I'm saying? That we found out together. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think once you figure it out and once y'all can go, okay, yeah, this is us and this is who we are. You know what I'm saying? You pretty much have got each other figured out.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly how we did it.
Now, I think the best thing that we could have done is build a relationship first.
Right.
I mean, the friendship first. Because once we built that friendship, I mean, when we went into the relationship part of it, it was, the battles aren't easy, but they're easier because it's harder for me to hurt my friend. It's harder for me not to be honest with my friend or think about doing certain things to my friend. Mm-hmm. So that made it, and we still stand on that.
Okay.
To this day. Yeah.
And I think that's a big thing though, because I think a lot of people get in relationships because they are just physically attracted to each other.
Yeah.
Without actually taking the time to be friends with each other.
Yeah. I'm just bored of
them. Right.
I
don't even like
it. I was bored. I was bored and I started talking to this one.
Because you'll treat your friend different than you'll just treat a stranger, you know what I'm saying? Or the average person. So when you become friends with somebody, like Arthur said, it's certain things that you will and won't do for that person.
Yeah.
And I think you have to be friends with somebody first.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you guys this, though, because this is something I want to know. I hear people say, my spouse is my best friend. Is that necessary that your spouse has to be your best friend? Can you have other friends outside of your relationship that you confide in as well?
Definitely. But I think, like with me, I have my closest friends, the friends that are girls I've been with friends with probably like 30 years.
Mm.
But even of those three, it's only one that I confide in like deeply and truly when it comes to issues, because I know that she's not going to say anything. She's not going to be biased just because I'm her friend. Like sometimes we get into it because I feel like she's taking up, but I need to hear that. Like you don't need to call someone that's going to always take your side and justify what you're doing, because you might not always be right in a situation. So anytime I talk to her, she always give from both sides, like, okay, close, well, I understand what you're saying, but, and then she defends him.
I feel like it's almost necessary that you at least, I mean, your circle should be small, but you should at least have one, maybe two, you know, outside of your
can't
mate.
Be your because
that can be a tough one because you know they're going to be biased for the most part. But Because your mate, what if the issue is with your mate? I mean, yeah, you're praying about it, yeah, but sometimes, like with me, I have just two homeboys who I run something off of, and a lot of times they'll be like, yeah, I heard all of that, but nah, you just gotta suck it up. Nah, you on some other stuff. You don't wanna hear that about yourself, because you thinking, oh no, it's her, but when you need that friend to check you, you know, or just help you out, like, hey man, you're not going through anything no one else's face.
You also need that friend too, so like, you want to shop, yeah, take your friend with you. Yeah, take your friend with you, yeah. You need that friend. Like, yeah, yeah. This one thing I cannot do is go and shop with a woman. Oh, my God. Torture of a lifetime.
If we go shopping, I'll be ready to go before him.
Yeah. Really?
See, yes, I'll be ready to go before him.
She knows, like...
She I hate going
bored.
To Alex with
him. Yeah, okay. Okay. I remember, I was going to tell that story. With my little boy mom. Mm-hmm. We go to one store, the outlet. Okay, look around. Now let me go check all these other stores. And come right back to the store and buy one. I could have bought the first time. Come on, man.
Go ahead and buy it. Because, well, no, let me go check and please buy it. Because we're going to end up here anyway.
Yes, right. You'll be tired. You'll see someone, damn, I could have seen you. That's why I could have.
$5, really $5.
Are you the type to drive around looking for, like, okay, that gas is 278, or it's 273, we're going to go over here and get the gas. Do you do that? Is that what you do?
I already know that. The particular gas station. I ride across town.
I don't get that. Like, if I got to drive way across town, I'm going to burn gas. Drive over to get this gas. Okay, that's interesting.
Now, does it help in a relationship that you guys have, like, same hobbies and same interests? Because everybody that know both of you guys know that y'all are really big into physical fitness. Y'all both have competed in shows before, you know, bodybuilding, fitness competitions. Does that help, or does that sometimes make it worse, like, because you're too locked in on the same thing? Mm-hmm. Does it make it harder sometimes, or does it actually help that you're both on the same page with both of those things?
You go ahead. Okay. It's a plus at times, but it gets frustrating for me because I feel like he doesn't know how to turn it on and off. Mm. Like, we go out of town, I don't want to hear... Well, okay, we're gonna eat bad today, but then no, we're gonna eat bad every day. hey, let's go try to find some help. Like, when I feel like we home, that's all we do. Like, when we're here, it's working out. You know, he's training, or we're responding to messages. So, when we're on vacation, I like to leave everything here, work home, kids, like, and let's just be free. So, then it gets frustrating too, because even being here, he says, he always has something to say about, you know, what I'm eating. And I'm like, sometimes just leave me alone. But the good part of it is he always holds me accountable. So it kind of, when I do kind of fall off, I have someone there to pull me on back in and get back on. So for me, it's good and bad. But sometimes, you know, the most frustrating part about it for me is, I feel like he don't turn it off. Yeah. We'll be going out of town and he'll be listening to podcasts about fitness. No, I don't want to hear any of that right now.
Was it tough? Big Dog, was it tough at times when you train with your wife? Because she is your wife, and do you find yourself going easy on her, or are you able to go a little harder on her because y'all married, you understand that relationship?
I guess it was easier for me. The tough part was because I know her, I can... A lot of people, she would curse me out. All that. Now, she was, as far as that, she was the worst client. Like, as far as that. But as far as working hard, busting her butt, I mean, she's always going to be the best client with that. It's just because she knows me, she don't have any hesitation with snapping out or anything like that. Because she knows, well, I see you at home. But I think with Crystal, because she likes to, she loves food.
I love
it.
Food
gets
too.
Tough for her. It gets tough for her because I won't feel right. And a lot of times she wants to eat. We're gonna eat bad all weekend. Yeah, but I gotta think about the next couple days, because when she tries to try that outfit on, when you let me eat on, I guess a little. I'd rather get fussed out on the front end. You know?
And see, y'all know me, I'm big into working out too, and I've had two experiences working out with both of these people. Yeah. It was vastly different. I worked out with Arthur one time as a group of guys in the gym, and man, he had us pumped up, man. I think I bench pressed like 315 or 325 or something. It was the most I had ever bench pressed at that time. And he put the weight on there, and I didn't think I can do it, but he had me so pumped up, I actually lifted like two or three times. And I was like, man, I might need to start working out with this dude more often. Like, he really had me like pumped up. And I knew then, I said, he's a good, not just somebody good to work out with, but a good motivator. And I understand when you live in that gym lifestyle, you need someone that helps motivate you as well. Yeah. Not just there just to lift weights with you, but to help motivate you.
I got you.
My experience with Crystal. Lord, I think we was we was at Ray Stadium. It was a little group of us there. Man, she had us running the bleachers. I think we ran the bleachers, then we like crawled up the bleachers like bear crawl.
Yeah.
We did like some frog hops. We did like five or six different things. I'm walking like, okay, we done. She like, okay, now we finna do something else. Man, I booked up out of this. I ain't even told her I was leaving. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I waited until she turned her back and walked out. I was way back over there by the gate. But it was fun, and I understand you guys both have a passion for that. Now,
let me ask you a question. Let go for both of y'all. If one of the other persons wasn't into it, would y'all still be as strong? Like, if you weren't as into it as he was, you just kind of fell back off of it. Wasn't it into it? Would it hinder anything?
Well, I always say that was a huge blessing. That's because actually, Crystal, you know,
that was my way of pursuing him, to be honest. I didn't work out. I didn't care about him. I was on him, and I was like, "Do you try?"
That Burger King line, like, yeah, what?
I don't even think she knew she was gonna get into it as much as she did.
Nah, I was just after him and
this. Yeah, and it became a passion for her. So I mean,
see now, for all the men out there, this is what I want you to know right now. If you pursue greatness, the person will find you, and she's gonna pursue that greatness with you. You understand?
So I think it would at this point, because how I met him, which he was in shape, and you know, you say, yeah, for better or worse, I'm gonna love you always. You still gotta be attracted to your mate. So yeah, if he was to like start working out, because there have been times he called himself bulking and he just got fat to me, and I did not like it. And I did find myself less, and I talked, that was one of those moments I had to be honest, and I told him that. And it's been times he's kind of nice about his. Like, if I start gaining weight, he'll just kind of start pinching me in those areas. So I know, you know, I need to get back on. And he'll be like, your waist kind of get, you know, so. You know, you want to look good for yourself.
So you mean to tell me he can tell you getting fat and you be cool with it?
He don't say it. I
just found the way to say it.
He just pinching that little waist and stuff. So, you know, and I know I got to look good for him. I want to look good for myself, but I want also, because when he met me,
that's right.
I got in shape. So, yeah, if he was to ever just stop, I wouldn't love him any less, but I know I wouldn't be as attracted to him. Is that bad?
It's honest though. I like that. That's real shit.
That sounds like a Aisha Carey answer. Aisha.
She was honest. She got brutalized for.
Yeah, she did.
If all women were to be honest, we all feel like that. Like you.
And that is cool. That is cool. You all feel, but it's what's messed up is. You try to, women try to play this facade like they don't.
No.
You know what I'm saying? That'd be killing me. Like, it's like, they play man, like, we know it's the dog. Oh, dogs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Because because women like to be pursued.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They like to be pursued. So, you demonize a man for pursuing you, but then you like being pursued at the same time. It's like, come on, give me, like, can I get a break?
Yeah, if we were to all be honest, Who doesn't like it?
Should she have said that publicly, though? Do you think she should have said that?
I don't think she should have said it publicly. Like, it's something you can feel and you may share with your spouse, but because right. It kind of did come off as disrespectful towards her husband.
I kind of think that, if you've ever watched that, I've watched a few episodes of that. You have Jada, her mom, and daughter. They get lost and lose sight of the cameras. And
I love it.
She got lost. She forgot the cameras were even there and was just freely talking.
But see, that's how I know, we're filming this right now, right? So if anything you say that you don't agree, that you don't want to go out there, I can easily say, okay, we can fix that, pull it out. She let that stay in now.
I was just about to say, because it's not live. Yeah.
She wanted that hit.
And you know what else that stood out to me that nobody really talked about? She was sitting next to his mama while she was saying this.
Oh, for real?
Yes. Steph Curry's mama was sitting right there next to her. She was on that with her. And I was like, man, you feeling pretty good.
Right now.
To say that in front of this man, mama right here. But the problem that I have with it is one, that she said it publicly. You know, you shouldn't put that out there. I don't believe you should put that out there in the atmosphere. Because now you're going to have men thinking, I want some attention. Shot. Everybody, Instagram shooting their shot.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, then, some people would just assume, Steph isn't doing something. And that's not the case. We all want to, all the couples, and of course, his are more important to me because I feel like his are way more genuine. So if I put something on, I look nice, and he's like, ooh, babe, you look good. That's going to feel better to me than when I actually leave and people are like, okay, you look nice, but who doesn't want those compliments?
It's funny, too. We can be at a little bar, night scene, and whoever I'm with can go walk across the room and be standing by the bar, some dude trying to holler. I just sit there and watch.
Yeah.
I like seeing, watch she come up, go hit him. See?
Yeah, he
does. She just walk off with the dude.
the other problem that I have with it, though, is that when you say that, what are you hoping to gain from that? You know what I mean? You're in this position because of Steph Curry. And I mean, we're just being honest. Nobody knows Ayesha Curry without Steph Curry.
They like them cooking shows.
What do you want from this? Because you say you want more attention from men, but when they shoot at you, what you going to say then? You married? We know you're married, so when you put it out there, what are you wanting from this? You know what I mean?
You want to cheat?
Are you really wanting to cheat?
I think that's how a lot of people took it, but I don't think she put it out there for that reason. She put it out there because she definitely is, she doesn't feel like she have it anymore, but I would hope she don't entertain it just because she threw it out there, but hey, who knows?
To me, she's a pretty girl, though.
She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, she got 6 million followers on IG. He's afforded you this lap of luxury that 99% of the population would never understand. He's afforded you all of this. These are conversations you probably should have just kept between you and Steph. Yeah. You know what I mean?
For some reason, I think she put raisins in her potato salad.
And because?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, I don't know. You got everything. I feel like a woman, I guess it's a sense of purpose too at the same time. I just don't want to be this guy's wife and I want to have my own stick. I want to have my own. That's why he gave you the cooking show. But the cooking show ain't doing what you're supposed to be doing.
But that's what I'm saying. She has a platform, though. She gets a lot of attention now. And Steph has afforded you that luxury.
That's not the attention she wants, is what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But see, people form opinions. That's just with Arthur and I, people feel like some pictures I post or whatever, you're married now. But who do y'all think is taking the pictures? Because he'll take 100. I'll be like, well, which one? He'll be like, well, post that one.
So you approve of everything that get on Facebook?
Not everything.
I approve.
You have them pictures. You got
pictures. You approve those pictures.
All status.
Chris. See, Donald Trump would have come to Princeton. See, Donald Trump with the tweets, though. Like, it's like, it's Donald Trump with that one.
This message does not reflect.
Well, that's, I'm glad, I like that. I like the fact that, like, you have your voice, he has his voice. And he, like, that's one thing, because it's a, I don't know if y'all know, it's a, she got a podcast, she does journalism too, her name is Miko Grimes, and she's married to a dude named Brent Grimes. He plays cornerback, well, he played cornerback for Miami Dolphins and I think the Buccaneers last year. But she is very, she's very critical of the NFL. Like, she says, she tells a lot of their dirty laundry. She lets a lot of people know stuff. Like, she says stuff I didn't even think of, but, like, it's crazy what she, how she enlightens you about the business of the NFL, dealing with her husband's NFL career and how they work and how they operate. So she gets a lot of, like, and she's very pro-black, like, you know, pro, you know what I'm saying? And she gets a lot of, like, flack for him being an NFL player and her having that platform. But he, like, that's her. Like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. That's her opinion. I let her be her own person. And I think that's good that, you know, so y'all can work that system out to make us. Some people were like, that would be an issue for them. You know what I'm saying? Because certain things will come back, and you know what I mean? Like, you know, but
is it,
it's, it makes sense.
Is it important to keep your individuality?
And, that's what I'm saying. And like, very like,
important. Because,
I mean, like I say, we know you guys work out. You've probably worked out a lot together, and you live together. So you're always together with each other. Is it important, like, to keep your own personal space sometimes and keep that individuality so you can stay Arthur, so you can stay Crystal?
Very important. Yeah. Very important. He take trips where he go by himself. Crystal, I'll see you when you get back. Mm. I take trips by myself. I'll see you when you get back. You know, I always, marriage is just that. It's two people united. Yeah, it's one, but you still your own individual person. Mm. And I feel like you would be, I know I would be miserable if I married him and I feel like everything I did separate from him, I had to cut off just because now we're married, which I know people are, oh, my husband will let me go out of time. I'm let you. Hey, but he just, oh, you know, like, let you. When he and I talked, like, he had a trip coming with to Dallas, and he was like, you know, what day would you going to be in Houston? Okay, well, I'm planning my trip to Dallas. And I'm like, hey, do you mind if I go? Well, okay, do you mind? Like, we don't ask permission. We just make each other aware, hey, this date I'm going to be here. And I'll be, you know. Yeah, so I think it's very important. Like I said, I think it would be miserable to have to kill off part of yourself to be with somebody.
Well, Bash, what's more important in a relationship? Love or loyalty?
Ooh, loyalty.
I mean, yes. See, so yeah, Crystal is,
I'm big on loyalty.
Yeah, that's everything to her. With me, I say loyalty, and the reason I say that is because, I mean, it just, and I've said, I wasn't always like that. I was, if you would have asked me this maybe 6-7 years ago, I probably would have said love. You know, but that's one of those things that I've gained from, you know, being with my wife, that loyalty. And it wasn't through her just saying it. It was through situations, learning through situations. Like, dang, I mean, I'm loving you hard, but if in this situation I'm being unloyal, I mean, that trumps the love, you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you what the issue is, what he's speaking of. Is everyone who knows, oh no, he's extremely sweet. He's very nice. He sees the good in everybody. Me, I can peep it a mile away. So I would tell him, and so he hates to hurt people feeling like, even if he kind of see that they're wrong in an area or whatever, he'll just kind of shy away from it. And he'll just make sure he stays correct in the situation without actually addressing it. And so I would have to tell him, like, some things you have to address. And there's another thing in a relationship, like when you with the woman or vice versa, you can't be afraid. If you're a man, you can't be afraid to hurt another woman's feelings for that's your woman's sake. If you're a woman, you can't be afraid to hurt another man's feelings for your man, you know, because then it's like, what you worried about her feelings for?
Right.
You know, so
I think for me, I would say love. And the reason why I say that is because and what we alluded to earlier, it's certain things you won't do to your friend. It's certain things you won't do to someone that you love. With love should come loyalty. So if you really love someone, you're going to be loyal to them. You're going to want to be loyal to them. because you love them that much, you don't want to hurt them.
But not always.
I know what y'all gonna say. But listen, if you really
said it though, he loved me, but it wasn't that he didn't feel like he wasn't being. His thing, like he said, but I'm loving you. I need you to be loyal.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know, like to me,
because you gonna love what you loyal to. It's kind of like a vice versa thing. Yeah. But if I had to choose which one, I need you to be loyal to me, because I don't need you to say you love me, but then allowing all this to go on over here. Like,
but see, if somebody really love you though, they're
not
gonna
necessarily
do that.
True at the end of the day.
Yes. Well, it ain't really love then.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But like, cause to me, like, some people are just not loyal people. They're just not loyal people. You know what I'm saying? So they can love you, but they're just not loyal people. They're just not earnest enough to be that type of person. And at least not to you. You get what I'm saying? Not to you as that person. They love you to death, but it's more things they might be more loyal to, whether it's a mindset or it's somebody else they might be more loyal to, or something. They might be like, a crackhead could love his kids, but that crack rock, I gotta have that high. You know what I'm saying? So they'll hurt their kids, you know, to get to that high, because it's not really that.
See,
you know what I'm saying? It's different.
But to that analogy, though, I think if he really loved his kids, he would try to get off drugs so he can be loyal to his kids. Because if you don't really love your... Man, you can't really say you love your kids and you still doing
man,
this.
Man, now, when you come to addiction, that's a whole nother... Because now then you move into addiction.
But some people are addicted to certain things. Some people are addicted to sex. Like, they can't stop having sex. Like, they have a problem where they want to have sex with multiple people, and they can love somebody to death.
Yeah.
But they, you know what I'm saying? But they might just can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just... I just think, man, loyalty... Like, think about back in the day when people were arranged marriages. Where they had to, they mama, they daddy, and they other somebody else's daddy came together. Like, here's a goat. Here's my daughter. You be loyal to that guy, and she had to like literally grow to love this dude, especially if he treated her right and did right by her. He had to grow to love her. You know what I'm saying? But they had to be loyal to each other at first, just for the sake of the marriage. You know what I'm saying? They grew to love each other, because as much as you're around somebody, you gonna have those little things. So you get, to, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I say loyalty is way more important than love, man.
I think it's too. You have to understand each other's love language. What I mean by that is,
true that.
Like, it wasn't that I wasn't being loyal to Crystal, but our definitions of loyalty may have been slightly different. Like, hers may have been a little stronger from her life experiences. Like, her loyalty is like, hey, you down for me. Like, mine may be, well, I was being loyal to you from my definition. So it's just understanding your mate's loyalty and you all compromising on that. The love, you know, you got to understand that too. How she loves may be different from how I love. So just that compromising, but that takes what Crystal said, that key is communication, because if you don't communicate that, you all are going to be bumping heads.
And sometimes, like, there's different ways of like some people are a love of like affirmation. They like to be told that I love you.
Right.
They like to be told it. You know, some people like to be told, like, they like do stuff for me. Like, some people like to be, you know, like flowers brought for them. You know, it's like some people have different ways of wanting to be loved. Like, you just gotta find out what that way is. You know what I'm saying? And that how you kind of get there, I guess, in a sense.
That's
right.
So,
Crystal, how do you feel about Big Dog having female clientele in the gym? Are you, speaking of love and loyalty, how do you balance that as a married couple, knowing that a large percentage of his clientele is female and he has worked closely with these women?
The journey.
Say what?
The journey.
Yeah, it was a journey, but now I never had an issue with it, because going into it, matter of fact, I was his first female client. When I first met him, like I said, he really wasn't even a personal trainer. He just started trying to help me out. And it was.
See, I'm laughing at that because I'm looking at what got you to be his first client.
What? Right. Yeah. So I was his first female client. So then he actually got certified, because I was posting pictures for you saying you working out, but I refer him. So that's actually how he started picking up female clients. And so I never had a problem with it, because I actually help promote him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is where the problem came in. You won't always have those that try. You know, so I knew with him once he, you know, started trying that he was, it was gonna be majority females. I just had to make sure we have a mutual understanding, like, you need to be shutting it down. Like, you training, you're not there to be their counselor, for them to cry on your shoulder. You're not their friend, you're their personal trainer. They come, they train, they take their ass home. So with that, now Crystal is, oh, she chooses class. I couldn't tell you, I think I could name maybe four of his, but I didn't care what they said. It was about a respect thing for me, you know? So it's like, you know, we're at the time we weren't married, but we were dating. By this time, people did know. Like, just respect that. You know, I can't control what you do, and I can't control. But if you're gonna smile in my face and you know he's with me, you know, at this point it's a respect issue. Then for him, he would always be like, well, I can't help if they you train and they are. I'm over there doing show screen. This bitch just don't know. But I would get so mad in the crowd. I wouldn't get mad at the females. I would get so mad at him because I'm like, you're not saying anything to stop it, redirect it, or nothing. It's like, but I'm not doing anything bad. You're not stopping it. But we got to understand it quick.
Well, it's and that too, that was very early on. That was like, I mean, at the beginning. So, like yeah, I said, yeah. I mean, for me, it all came stemmed back to not even, I mean, being in deep relationships to where I'm used to being in relationships where I wasn't called out on my stuff, you know what I'm saying? So when you've been in relationships like that, that can be kind of tough when you jump into a relationship with a woman who's going to call you out on your
voice
stuff.
That shit.
Yeah. And I mean, she didn't just call me out. She can take it if it's dished, but she would call me out on it. And I had to let her know, you have to understand, you have to let me handle it as a man. Don't insert yourself because it's still my business.
That's right.
And so once we got that understanding too, she kind of, you know, just fell back.
Grit your teeth a little bit.
Right, and fell back. And with Crystal, it's more so about seeing it. Like, she's never going to go off of your word. She wants to see. So once she starts seeing the changes, then, okay, it's like, all right. But,
she's an action,
you know. Yeah, people give her a hard time. People, you know.
But it is a business for you. I mean, yeah, first and
is.
Foremost.
It is. That's the understanding she had there.
And maybe it's the illusion that they might can. It's keeping them coming back. Yeah, you keep spending that money. You know what I'm saying? It's like a stripper. I'm sorry, not right. A stripper. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, selling the illusion that you could have.
And just the understanding, too. Like, now she understands now. It's certain subjects that I don't touch on with my clients, but being that when you have the experience as a personal trainer, I give the experience that you can come in, you know, I'm a trainer, but you're coming in to get everything off your chest for the day, you're releasing through the workout. So sometimes through that, oh man, you're gonna discuss some of your day, you know, you may discuss some things or run some things off of me. So it's gonna be like that, but she just has to trust that I won't cross that line or allow someone else.
It's almost like somebody going to a bar to order chicken wings and drinking a beer, except you're just going in and getting a physical workout. Something better for you than just that.
Yeah, it's like a release,
Now, let me ask you this bit, dog. How you feel about Lala sometimes on social media?
I'm
going to block him. Sometimes you feel like maybe you don't need to post that, or sometimes you feel like maybe she went too far with this post, or maybe rubbed the wrong people the wrong way on this post. Do you ever have to intervene?
Yeah.
Oh, plenty.
People don't know.
Keep out of Facebook. Keep out of Facebook, Jeff.
People don't know. It's like she always jokes now. She thinks that my phone has notification when she wrote statuses because I've caught so many statuses when they've been posted 3 seconds. Like, just posted. Take it down.
Just now.
Plenty of those, but it doesn't. I guess other people's like, I don't worry about other people's opinion, but sometimes I'm like, you all just got to understand her. I don't say anything to her a lot of times because if you know her, you don't take it a certain way. Because Crystal, I don't know how she's got to this point, but anything she throws out there, they think it's something serious or it's a real topic. Where Crystal's one of those people, if it comes on my mind, it may be something I saw on TV, it may be something I'm thinking about, a random thought, and she throws it out there. Now, some of the stuff, yeah, it comes from places, and she does did, but she just loves the back and forth, and I think a lot of people through that, you know, you're going to have that negativity, so they'll try to throw stuff out there, or try to hurt her in the process, and that's what gets me, you know what I'm saying, to another level. I don't like seeing that, but they just don't have a sense of humor. A lot of people don't. And some of her humor, she has a sick sense of humor. Dark sense of humor.
Have you ever said a thing you did, like you regret putting on Facebook or Instagram?
They got it. Got it.
She don't
care.
I sure don't. It bothers him more than it bothers me. People get offensive and start like leaving certain comments and stuff. It bothers me. I don't care because, like, I truly, the only thing that bothers me are people that I care about. So if it's just a Facebook friend and they say something negative, 9 times out of 10, it's somebody I don't even interact with. So I don't care about what they're saying, but it bothers him. And I think just to keep down, Arthur doesn't like confusion. And so some of my statuses do. You know, kind of be touchy. Yeah, so he'll be like, take it down or don't do that. But I have he say sick sense of humor. I say sarcastic because now in all my stats.
Kind of dark.
Yeah, it's kind of dark because it's going to have hold. And I think that's why it bothers people is because I honestly posted joking, but it's going to hold a little bit of truth to it.
Yeah, of course.
So it's going to step on some rides. So it's going to step on, you know, it's going to hit some toes and hit. They come, what they say, a hit dog on bark. They come, every time I just say, all I have to do is just post it and wait on them.
Like,
they're
going to
hit dog right there.
I think a lot of it because she got a 6 foot, got who's going to try
me? Like, ain't nobody going to do that.
Who's going to try me, really? Like, you know what
I learned all my petty ways from her.
Look, that's why, like, I had a podcast last year, and just getting on Facebook seeing this fool messages, I was like, I'm getting him on the podcast. So let's right. talk this shit out because this it was too good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then, like I said, that's how we got to start this one because, like, man, we just do it all, you know, we do it together now. You know right. what I'm saying? But because I think it can stem from that. You can actually take it and put it into something like this. You know what right. I'm saying? Which I want to talk to y'all about something. We're going to do it after. Yeah, like this is the form of long form of Facebook posts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So, you know what I mean? That's why it's always like you think it, like sometimes you might be like, dang. But see, and sometimes what she says might be taken out of context of what the overall meaning of what she's saying.
Always.
And that's why some people need that place to explain it at. Like, this is what I was talking about. And this is what I meant. Like, look like this. If somebody caught you just saying something, I was gonna kill him. You're like, he was gonna kill him. You know what I'm saying? Oh, snap. But then if you heard him say, yeah, he ate the last piece of chicken, I was gonna kill him for eating my last piece of chicken. Right. It makes it different. You know what I'm saying? At first you thought it was that, but it really was something that small, and that's how stuff get blowed up too. So I think, you know. Yeah.
See, a lot of times, and I think, like she says, it gets to me. What gets to me is that you can take quite a few of her statuses and put them on my page and it won't get any traction like it gets with her. A lot of the stuff that gets, the probably Chad gets the same thing, you know, a lot of just because of who they are.
You said it.
You know, people know, so they're like, oh, they jump on there and get on there. I'm like, nah, you're reaching, and a lot of stuff, and it's like, and what a lot of them don't understand is it's very hard, it's gonna be very hard to get her upset on a status
because
that she posted.
Right.
Because she has
a human's dog.
Yeah, right. And I mean, she's going to find the joke. And that's one thing that I love about her. Where even at our toughest times, it won't be like she's gonna find the joke in it. And it's like, man, how are you laughing right now? It's too early.
Too soon.
Like,
in all serious though, I think some of the similarities that me and Crystal do have, and why we probably have a lot of people that interact with us on Facebook, is that most people on Facebook, they are just reactive. So once they see something, they react to it. Mm-hmm. To where me and Crystal, we're just like, this is what I feel. I don't care what y'all feel about it. Mm-hmm. I'm just putting out there how I feel about it. Yeah. And then people just react to it.
Right. A lot of people in feel it, words, but they're afraid to say it.
They're afraid to say
please
it.
Please don't argue with facts.
Right. You did. And so we just put out there how we feel. And, you know, if you don't like it, we don't really care. You know what I mean? So, and we leave it up there. Then it just becomes this thing where people just take off on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just know he and I have never shared a Facebook friendiversary. Because he'll say so. It's always going to be one status. He says something and I get pissed off and I block him. So we have not shared one Facebook friendiversary.
You know, I'm really happy that y'all don't share a Facebook page.
I think somebody got caught cheating.
Every time I see a couple with a share of Facebook, I'm like, okay, which one y'all cheating?
Right, especially when they once had they own separate.
Yeah.
Then they joined them a little while later, you'll see they separate.
Yeah.
So you all cheating formation, again. Right?
Yeah. Okay, Josh and Stacy.
Right. Like, do I need to be wishing Josh a birthday? Yeah, I'm saying. Birthday? I'm both of y'all.
Now, Arthur, because I want to get in a little bit of the fitness stuff that you do. Now, you talked about this off camera, but you're completely vegan now.
Yeah, completely vegan.
What was that transition like? what was that transition like for you, and how are you able to maintain it on a day in and day out basis?
It was. I'm not gonna lie and say it wasn't a tough transition because it was. The reason I initially started it. Is co-workers, we were all at work, it was like five of us, and I mean, we were getting our cholesterol checked, and you know, sticking my chest out, thinking, oh man, I know you all don't work out, you don't eat right. Mine was the highest in the room, and so I'm like, oh man, I'm throwed off, and Crystal, she tried to break it down, but you eat all of these eggs, and you know this, but in my head, true. I was like, no, I got to do something. So,
he's eating a dozen of eggs.
Yeah, that's just started researching. So I started researching and, you know, ran into a couple of things, and plant-based just kept coming through. So I told Chris, I said, I'm going to try it 3 months, see how it does. And, it took 2 weeks, and my energy levels was up. I had stopped drinking energy drinks. I mean, I had sustained energy, like, all day.
Mm.
And slept better. Inflammation I was having in my arms from working out, it eventually went away. And so I'm sold. Like, I'm like, oh man, I'm gonna go 3 months. After the 3 months, now in this time, I was just looking at it from the health standpoint.
Right.
I didn't know that I was kind of dwindling away. You know what I'm saying? I had lost like 20 pounds and Chris was looking at me kind of weird. I was trying to figure out, you know, I had to reteach myself because in the South, you know, I mean, meat is going to be the majority portion of our foods. In other countries, meat is just used, you know, for flavor. So they don't eat a lot of it. And so transition to eating more vegetables, eating more fruits, and it became a lifestyle after that 3 months. I was almost nervous to go back because I had cut all these things out and kind of detoxed out. But I feel so much better doing it. I don't think I'll go back. It's just the toughest part is having a wife who isn't, because
still bringing my hamburgers around.
Yeah, and it's not even a temptation. It's just hearing the power when we go places. Like, well, let me see if you know they have some plant-based options.
Yeah, that's a good question though. How do you juggle that?
That's all I want to know. What do you,
when you go out
day to day, like
how when do you go out of town or something like that? How do you?
Yeah, to bring your own book bag or something.
It depends. We kind of have. It's easier in like larger cities. They plant based options are becoming more
more popular.
Yeah, but with Crystal, I kind of compromise sometimes because she might want certain restaurants that we used to eat. She might man, I want Papa Do's. And I'm like,
you need okay. that steak dinner though.
And she says, yeah, I want to go there. Then she gets embarrassed when they bring me out a plate full of sides.
Yeah.
You know, I'm only eating sides. But, man, we deal with that. And she's compromising a little more now.
No crab legs.
Nothing.
Nothing. Just a side of it.
No scraps.
But I feel so much better. I've never, it sounds crazy, but, man, you feel like you're in your late teens, early 20s again. You're moving around. The soreness doesn't last as long. It's so many benefits to it. Now, is it for everyone?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think so. But
just in general, you think people should like cut back on the amount of meat that they eat?
I tell people that's the most important thing. The meat consumption. If you cut down on your meat consumption, and even with Crystal, had her start cutting down on her meat consumption and incorporating more fruits and vegetables, you'll feel so much. You'll still reap like majority of the benefits that I do from this. I mean, even from like your skin clearing up, everything, all of those things, those benefits you'll reap just cutting down that meat consumption and fried and processed food.
Yeah.
It's killing us, man. It's killing us.
So what's the best, like, far as, like, if you was to, like, say you want to cut back on meat, what's the best form of, like, is it chicken be the best or fish? If you're going to cut back, like, what did you start with besides pork? We all know pork is just all the way out the way.
Yeah, I cut pork and beef maybe like three years or so before I even went vegan. And that was, cutting that pork and beef is big because it sticks on you so long, whereas a chicken or a turkey, maybe even fish, doesn't, you know, it digests a little faster. That pork and beef sticks on you a little longer, so your body holds on to it. So when you cut those out, and then you just have to, I mean, if people look at how food is processed and what it's put inside. It'll be a lot different, man. But you just want, and the processed food, man, I keep repeating that, but it's killing us. It's killing us. And it's, we have to look at it like this. I was raised in the South too. So when we're raised in the South, our eating habits that we're taught from a young age mess us up, because you all have probably been at grandma's table, not leaving until you finish everything on that plate.
Right.
Full or not. You know what I'm saying? So we're taught that. So now, where we go to buffets as adults, man, one plate. So that's, our portions are already out of control. So then you start adding all these unhealthy food options, and, you know, it makes it a lot worse. And not to go in too much detail, but we don't realize a lot of the stuff that's put in these unhealthy foods, they make you feel as if you're not full, versus something that comes from the ground, these plants and stuff, they fill you up faster. So you'll have that full feeling, versus if I eat some McDonald's and an hour later I'm hungry
again. You're hungry again.
You know what I'm saying?
See, but you don't even eat cheese. No, cheese, my nigga. No,
that was my hardest, man. Cheese. The chicken, all the meat was fine. The cheese was
like
tough.
No ice creams?
Nope.
Crystal,
we had
some ice cream yesterday.
We actually found a vegan ice cream place in Birmingham yesterday. And it tastes like real ice. Yeah.
What is vegan ice cream made with?
It was made like coconut base.
Something like, and then the way they made it, like, they didn't scoop it out, they put it on some kind of pan that was
and
real
they did
cold.
The little,
and they roll it.
Yeah. They chop the food.
It looked weird the way they make it.
I know what you're talking
about. But it tastes like ice cream.
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
It wasn't as rich.
And then you have to know too, vegan now, because a lot of people, I was saying this too. The stereotype when we think vegan, we either think frail or, I'd say, we look at some people like, man, they can't be vegan. But vegan just means you're cutting out all animal products. I always say, if it has a parent, but Oreos are vegan. You have so many things that are unhealthy that are still vegan. So
right.
And I did that first initially when I lost that 20 pounds quick. I was like, nah, I gotta go. So I was eating unhealthy as a vegan. So I end up getting real bloated, and so that's the process.
Like, what are some foods that are vegan that is not good for you? That is vegan though.
Well, you have a lot of processed vegan meats. You know, you have vegan sausages. You have vegan hamburgers. You know,
but it's processed.
Yeah, they're processed. So it's you. Those are okay to have, but you don't want to have.
But if it's a hamburger, that's gotta come from a cow.
They just keep the name.
Right.
But it's actually made
from quinoa, rye, corn, all type.
You know, they mix it up.
Chris, you couldn't get into that? You couldn't get into
that? I tried it for one day, and he discouraged me, and so I didn't do it again. I had like a salad. I did good. I said, oh, I made it a whole 24 hours vegan, and I had got a salad, and I had them put cheese on it. And I honestly wasn't thinking, yeah. You know, when they did it. And so he was like, instead of him saying, yeah, you did a good job, but next time don't. Well, actually, you didn't, because
that
salad,
you had cheese. I don't know.
It was that easy to quit. Because it was already hard.
And she's an extremist, so once, it wasn't that she just said, okay, I'm not going to go vegan, I'm going to go back to eating my eggs. Nah, she went the hardest in that.
Now, I see you still in here looking like He-Man.
Right.
Is it tough to maintain your muscle on a vegan lifestyle? Do you find yourself still being able to get enough protein?
Now I've kind of gained an understanding for it. So you do still have your plant-based protein shakes, everything like
the
that.
Beans.
That just yeah.
Eats a lot of beans.
Beans, things you just eat. You kind of have to reprogram your thinking on food because we have in the fitness world, carbs are almost like the enemy to a lot of people. And you know when you go plant-based and vegan. Carbs aren't that, and you have to. It takes you going through the process of seeing that. Nah, these carbs aren't. I mean, food should be our energy source, and most of your energy foods are gonna be carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm.
So, adding those in, I start getting an understanding for that, and knowing that I didn't need as much protein as I was intaking when I was eating meat. But I still had to have quite a bit of it. And just when I got that understanding and my strength gains started coming back up,
yeah,
I was sold, man.
Because I think everybody see the gym part of it. And me, you know, I work out a lot. And we all know the gym is the fun part of it.
Right.
The 80% of it is really your diet and what you're putting inside your body.
The gym part is the fun part.
That's the easy
part.
For
people that have passion for working out, gym is the fun part.
Yeah.
We'll do that every day, all day, if we could.
I'm already dead in the water.
it's the diet part that really takes you to that next level.
I can do the diet shit. That's easy to me.
Cause you can lift weights
before. Like I don't.
You can lift weights every day.
I don't do all that before.
Yeah.
Like the workout.
No,
I'm just lazy. I don't want to leave the house.
Cause you can work out and lift weights every day, but if you're not eating right, you're not gonna ever get that look. Or,
yeah.
And then you'll see many people who you know who probably you know are avid gym goers, but. Year after year, they look the same is because, I mean, every workout, you're only burning off what you ate the day before.
Yeah.
If you're eating unhealthy, you just, I mean, you're never going to see those changes until you change up your nutrition.
Now, both of you have been on a stage before. Do y'all think y'all will ever do that again?
Nope. I was one and done.
You was one and done?
I was one and done.
Yeah, Crystal knew, like, I dragged her onto the stage for the first because she knew 3 months out from the show this was her last one. Just because
the lifestyle of it, though.
Yeah, it's restrictive.
Too restrictive. And then it's small. I'll never forget. I was a size, I think maybe 3 weeks before the show, we went out. And I had to go buy an outfit because, of course, nothing fit. And I purchased a size 2 shorts, and they were still big. Too big in the waist, and stepping on stage, and they told me, you know, afterwards that I still would have need to lose like 10 more pounds. I was like, hell no, I don't work out, you know, to look good for everybody else, and I definitely don't want to live that small. So I decided then, you know, I wasn't going to do it again because it was a certain look I wanted, you know, and it definitely wasn't the stage look. So yeah, I was done.
Well, I jumped into it off of, a friend in the gym and just getting out of football a couple of years before that, arena ball. So it kind of gave me an opportunity to be competitive again in something. And so that's what I used it for. Of course, I didn't know how it was going to look, so I didn't do it for the looks. But when I got that, you know, saw how lean I could get for that first one, you do get some like addiction to being that lean, and it can be, it gives a lot of people a complex because you always chasing that lean, being that lean, and you can't be that way year round.
I walk around.
But right, and for me, I think, well, I know the reason I was tired of putting on all that weight, because my last time I got up to like 315, like, and
that's
and
pretty big.
He was like a blowfish.
Yeah, I'm 6'1.5", and
that's still
almost any other sport. Yeah. That guy's, he's average height, maybe even short. You know, you're talking about basketball, but bodybuilding, you can be considered a monster. So, and you get on stage and I'm 260 pounds, and I'm against a guy who's 5'6", but and it's
220.
And he looks huge because when he's spread out, you know, he looks like a monster. And they telling me every time, you look good, but you're going to have to put more mass on. So that got tough, and I'm like, man, if I keep putting on this weight, I'm breathing heavy going upstairs. So, I mean, I said, nah, I got to get this off of me. I never felt comfortable being at, now, strength gains were through the roof, but you don't feel comfortable, and your clothes don't fit. So I was like, nah, that's not for me, man. I had the passion for working out before that, so it wasn't going to leave me, but bodybuilding, I knew that was it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna wait for this train. I'm gonna continue on the road I'm on. I'm gonna ride this thing on out.
Well, I feel like we got a pretty good conversation.
We gotta get we have to definitely do this again, because I think this is gonna help somebody. I definitely helped me out see certain things in certain ways. So, you know, that's what it's kind of like. It's like these, like what we do, we try to, it's kind of like a brain trust, like, you know, people having ideas and things and about certain situations and putting that here together, and people realize, damn, I thought the same exact way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. And I think that's what's good with, you know what I'm saying, like your post sometimes can make people go, I'm thinking the same way too. That's when you get the comments and you get this think tank going, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, but this place is right here for you can just kind of dissect that shit and put it out in the atmosphere. But I think we should have y'all on again at one time.
We appreciate y'all coming on. I know a lot of people look forward to you guys. You guys are probably one of the more popular couples in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody know you guys for fitness and just know you guys are together. Mm-hmm. So we want to get a little more information from you, and we appreciate both of you coming on. And everybody, she's where I get my petty from. Hey, like the commercial back in the day. I got it from you.
I think everybody, they know it's about to turn up when Crystal posts up on the chat post. So it's like a
Crystal got me unfriended and blocked by a few folks.
No,
I ain't do nothing.
No, you got
me. And they inboxed me. Why you let your friend go off on me like that?
I was called a bitch on his post by one of his friends. I wasn't talking to her. I was talking to her.
It's all good, though.
Yeah, of course.
Last question before we go. Arthur, Crystal, are you still down?
Of course.
There it is. Please don't argue with facts.